Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon. Sorry. And what just happened to you?
I thought a spider was on me. It was just my very own hair.
It was your own hair.
I'm a bit paranoid. I found what looked like a mini centipede in the bathroom earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, like only a tiny one, not like a human centipede. That's what I don't want to find in my flat.
I would have thought you'd mentioned it if you found a human centipede.
Oh, you won't believe what happened to me today. Fucking three people in my bathroom all stuck together. Yeah, not cool. No, I thought it was something on me. Sorry.
That you
was,
really jumped.
That was bad timing. It was my own body on my own body.
Okay.
Which is surprising. Right, carry on, sorry.
You're here to listen to real life stories. Stories probably to do with penises.
You betcha.
Poo.
Actually, I don't think I've got any penises or poops.
Let's have a look.
Oh, how disappointing. I've got no penis or poop this week, which is a real disappointment.
I've got oral sex.
Oh, hello. Fellatio. Or the other one, which I can't say.
What do you mean?
Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus.
Yeah. I hate that
word. Why can't
you say? Oh, because it's gross.
If fellatio men and cunnilingus women.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, didn't they?
I just thought they both meant oral sex.
I'm pretty sure that's what that is.
Yeah, it would make more sense if woman is cunny.
Oh. And fellatio like phallic.
Phallic, yeah.
But it's different letters, isn't it? PH with
phallic. PH. I think fellatio is both.
Is it? I thought it was F.
No, I mean, oh. I think it's both.
I thought you meant it was both letters. I thought it was spelled F-P-H-E-L. No, fellatio is not for women.
Oh.
It's just for penis. Don't Google that because you'll have to clear your cookies.
Okay.
Anyway, you're here for real life stories. You know the deal by now. You know what you're doing. Unless you're new, and welcome. God, we've never
welcome.
Done that before. Thanks for coming if this is new. Thanks for coming if this is old. Thanks for coming. I'm going to stop saying that.
Stop saying coming. Like David Brent.
Thanks for coming. That's great. Yeah, so you are here to listen to real life stories, the kind of things you find. Do you just do this?
What? Yeah, I just did it.
Oh, fuck me.
Because that's how you started talking about it.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, yeah. Well, I can't not say it now.
What?
Well, you're here for real life stories.
Real life stories.
I just want to make sure everyone knows what they're getting today.
Yes.
It's very exciting. God, it's been another week since Rhiannon got pregnant, and she is so grumpy and stroppy.
No.
God, I never thought you'd be this type of pregnant woman.
You're the one who wasn't listening.
I was listening. I was just thinking about cunnilingus.
Anyway,
yeah, so last week we had the exciting news that, in case you didn't listen, Rhiannon, do you want to say again?
I'm pregnant.
Well, she's well excited about it as well, which is great. There's going to be a new baby. There's going to be an IRL baby, and
yeah.
It's very exciting.
Oh, God, I hope it's not an IRL baby. I hope something terrible doesn't happen to make it an IRL birth.
No, it'll be fine.
Okay.
It's not going to be
I'll
a
probably sneeze
squid.
And it'll come out.
Or, yeah, we'll let you know if there is.
Oh, squid baby out the mouth.
Squid baby. Oh, God, no chance. Yeah, so that is very exciting. Mm. We are more excited about it than Rhiannon, it would seem, judging by her tone of voice. She's fed up, guys. She's fed up, it's hot,
she's
preggers, she's worn out, poor love. She can't eat a full roast chicken anymore, she's gone right off them.
Or have a full bottle of red wine.
She's
either.
Not drunk any booze. Have you drunk any booze at all?
No.
No judgment, of course. No. But she's not had a single drop, not a single drop of booze.
Did you say single drop?
Oh, what have you had?
I had, honestly, this is not like cool, a centimetre of Prosecco when Liverpool lost the Champions League final.
Ah, oh, would you have had a little dribble more if you'd have won? Do you think?
I had a bottle of champagne in the fridge. I was going to have a glass of champagne. Oh. When we lost, I had to take it out of the fridge.
And put it back in storage.
Put it in storage,
oh,
yeah.
Buddy. Well, I mean, I don't know a lot about football, but I guess you guys just weren't good enough that day.
No, that's what happened.
But that's your own fault.
Yeah.
So that's the exciting news. Rhiannon's having a baby, but yes, like we said last week, we are going to take a little break when Rhiannon goes on maternity leave, but we've got ages yet. Babies are in people's bellies for like
two and a half years
or something.
Long.
So you've got plenty of time. Do not worry about that. But yes, we're going to do what One Direction did, but we will be back. We're not going to be there.
We're going to Liam Payne.
We're not going to Liam Payne you. God, I hate him so much.
Ever. Oh, we would never Liam Payne you.
Oh, please. I hate
him. In so many ways.
Such a dickhead. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, so exciting news about Rihanna. But yeah, we're going to take a break. But we're not taking a break right now, so let's just get cracking, shall we?
Yeah. Do you want to start? I'll start, shall I?
Yeah, I'll start. Yeah. Okay. Excusez-moi. Meet the normal tax-paying citizens, in quote marks,
yeah,
with pony fetishes who show jump and dress like horses.
What?
I mean, is there anything hotter than a man pretending to be a horse?
A sex fetish of ponies?
Yeah.
Do they fuck ponies or just people that look like ponies?
They do not fuck ponies. Okay. I'm not even sure they do any fucking either. Oh. I think they just do, like, tootle around with leather. Yeah. What's that thing in your mouth called? A bite? Oh, it mentions it later. A team of normal taxpaying citizens spend their weekends horsing around in full pony fetish wear and competing for prizes. I guess it's a bit like that sexy dog thing.
Oh, yeah. Why are they obsessed with them being taxpaying?
Oh, they just keep... It's a quote from these people, I think, okay. So they're just really running with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Donning everything from mouth gags and face masks to latex leather fishnets, whips and chains, the ponies on the Delta Club compete in show jumping events dressed in head-to-toe horse gear. Most of it is PVC is one thing I would say. But they've got some fantastic hooves. And I love
it. What do you mean?
They've just got really nice fake hooves.
Fake hooves?
Hooves
are front
funny.
And back.
Yeah, look at this guy's hooves.
I see front and back, I mean arms and legs. Oh, wow.
I don't think horses have arms.
No, I mean our arms, human arms.
Oh, then that makes way more sense. Cool. Where did we get to? Here we go. Though this group of individuals in New Orleans, Louisiana, claim to be vanilla. God, they're really fucking drumming this home. Between Monday and Friday, on the weekends they love strapping on their stirrups and saddling up for 2 days of pony play.
Oh.
The group in New Orleans, Louisiana... That's twice you said that. What are you banging on about that for? Mm. They meet twice a year to live out their equine fantasy as they compete in several disciplines to crown the top nag. Navigating their way through obstacle courses, show jumping, and even a pony tug of war. No pony's ever done tug of war. They don't have fingers.
I just said hooves.
Some of the more mischievous mares carry their masters in a cart, physically whipping them into shape as they traverse around the course. Speaking to the Wizard of Odd TV, that sounds like a great channel.
That sounds great.
During their first meetup of the year, Joey Warhorse, Pony Wynn, and equestrian-loving couple Rainstorm and Eve Smith outline what makes their secret subculture so enjoyable. These events are very competitive, much like a regular horse show would be, says Joey Warhorse. We end up with crashes, records broken, and plenty of slips as people attempt the jumps. The competition gets pretty crazy sometimes.
Crazy.
Look at this guy's velvet horse suit.
So the thing is, they look like if ponies... If you were at a pantomime,
yeah,
someone was dressed as a pony,
yeah,
but then also dressed like they were going to a sex club.
And this guy's just a normal tax-paying civilian. He's just got absolutely his blinkers not. On. He's loving life.
Got his chains and leather on.
He's absolutely fine. Our outfits that we make are based off of bio horse equipment or made from horse equipment that's been rearranged to fit humans. Who's in the business of doing this?
Someone probably making loads of money. Why aren't we making these things? That's the thing, it's all about fetishes.
Like, you know those human dolls or whatever it's called,
living dolls?
That one company that makes them, and they're so expensive, each one.
How much money do you think? A couple of hundred per one?
No, they're thousands.
No.
They're on the... Living dolls are thousands of pounds each. Yeah.
So weird.
So fucked. It can be pretty costly, so people are very proud of the outfits they put together. Misbehaving mare Pony Wynn, who enjoys deviating from the course, said, "When I'm in pony play, I'm pretty free and wild. I enjoy kicking the cart and giving my rider a really hard time, so they have to try and get us to obey. I'm free. I run around. I gallop. I jump. I nuzzle. I get the head scratches. Here she is having a swell time.
Oh,
loving life." She doesn't look free. She doesn't look like she's ready to nuzzle.
No.
Oh, it's called a bit. That's it.
Eve Smith added,
once the competitors put gear on, they actually turn into horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When I put the bit in his mouth, it's like a ritual between us. He needs that transition to get into the right headspace, okay? Mm. Yeah, I'm in the right headspace. I wonder if they get fed sugar cubes.
That would be probably my favourite bit.
I'm interested in that. I can feel through the bit when he actually changes from a horse headspace to a horse's headspace.
Sure, Jan.
Here we go. We're very normal, vanilla, upright, tax-paying citizens Monday through Friday. So to get to go out and pretend to be something else for the weekend, it's just so much fun, Rhiannon.
So much fun.
It's just a right hoot.
Have they ever had a Netflix, I wonder?
I wonder if you could just watch... Have you not seen Love Island?
I know.
Hello.
Take up all my time.
It's about expressing your inner personality, she says. When you get the chance to come out here and enjoy what you're doing while being around others doing the same thing, it gives you freedom to be weird. And there you have it.
That's it.
You got to get that bit in your mouth. You got to get your hooves on. Get a sugar lump and get crazy with it.
You know what people say? Get a hobby. I don't always think it's good advice.
I don't think it's good advice.
No, because it's always
weird. Don't get a
hobby.
Get a bigger TV.
Get a telly.
Just really treat yourself.
Friends.
Get some mates. Go to the pub. Get pregnant if you have to.
Get pregnant if you're really bored.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, such a shame. Such a waste.
Okay. This is from Tom.
Tom?
My other half.
And also, can we call him what he is?
No, don't.
The father of my unborn child.
I thought you were going to say baby daddy.
Ew, no, I didn't even think that. Gross.
It's gross.
So this is from my baby daddy. Oh, Christ.
Naked man swings wooden stick at officers after burning himself while dancing around fire.
Fine. That is classic baby daddy.
Baby.
That's so him.
Police arrested a nude 27-year-old Cape Coral man Friday after they say he burned himself while dancing around a fire and then threatened officers.
Dickhead.
John Hennessy remains in custody on 2 counts of aggravated assault, criminal mischief, and 4 counts of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer.
I think he seems all right. He's just misunderstood.
He got a hobby.
He's got a hobby, there you go.
According to Cape Coral Police, around 1:30 a.m. Friday, officers responded to the road after reports of a disturbance. That's where they say he was found in the front yard, completely naked, dancing around a fire and chanting while holding a knife.
Okay.
At one point, he was actually standing in the fire. He was burning everything, and I didn't realise he was naked until the cops got here, Heather Hennessy said.
Oh, Heather.
Officers say Hennessy then dropped the knife, but picked up a large wooden stick and began swinging it at officers.
Okay.
Hennessy was then tasered and placed in handcuffs.
Tasered naked? Oh, that's going to look bad. That is going to...
Do you think... Oh, but he got a hard-on.
Oh, do you think he pooped as well? Oh. I don't really know much about being tasered, thank God.
And placed in handcuffs while continuing to chant in an unknown language. He was screaming nonsense. He always screams, says his sister.
Is there any talk of him being on drugs?
Yeah, it's
okay,
coming.
Right.
It was in another language and I didn't know what he was saying. It was later learned Hennessy had possibly consumed psychedelic mushrooms.
I mean, there is a slight chance I got them mixed up with the oyster mushrooms I had in the fridge. I don't know for sure, officer.
His mother and sister said Hennessy's behaviour has been erratic since his return from rehab.
I don't think... I think erratic is strong. I think he's all right.
I think rehab might have also not worked.
I wonder if he might need to pop back.
Mm.
It just feels like he might have lost control.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good piece of life advice. Don't do mushrooms. Don't do psychedelic mushrooms, man.
Don't do psychedelic... Near fire.
Near fire, ideally. And don't do it in front of your mum and your sister.
That's what I think is
get
worse.
Get a boner when you get tasered. Do a shit accidentally. Philadelphia Phillies baseball... This is my favourite story we've done in ages, sorry. Philadelphia Phillies baseball fan shot in face with hot dog as mascot fires sausages from oversized cannon.
Oh my God.
There's just a lot to take in. But at the end of the day, somebody did get hurt. She is fine now. But there's just a lot of good stuff going on here.
It's so good.
I'm obsessed with any type of mascot, any football mascot.
So instead of a t-shirt cannon, they had a hot dog cannon.
Hot dog cannon, yeah. I mean, how lovely. Free hot dogs for everyone. Free wieners. A baseball fan was left bloodied and bruised. It's fine. She's fine.
She's
Before
fine.
You ever go at us for laughing, she's fine. After a large furry mascot accidentally shot her in the face with a hot dog fired from an oversized cannon.
Oh, God.
Philadelphia Phillies supporter Kathy McVeigh was sat in the stands when the green mascot, Philly Fanatic, started riding around the field in his mobile hot dog launcher.
Oh, I love a hot dog.
I'm desperate for this to happen to me, but with less black eyes. Miss McKay said the wayward wiener wrapped in duct tape hit her like a ton of bricks as the fanatic fired away.
Why was it duct tape?
I just think to protect the sausage.
Oh, right.
Keep it safe so you can eat it.
Gotta protect the sausage.
I think so. There is a photo of him on his wiener distributor. The flying hot dog knocked her glasses off her head and sent her sent the woman to hospital for a scan of her brain to make sure she didn't suffer a concussion. Again, she's fine. The bizarre scene unfolded as Miss McVeigh watched the Phillies take on the visiting St. Louis Cardinals at Citizens Bank Park on Monday night. She was sat behind home plate. This, by the way, is where a batter swings at pitches during play. Thanks for that.
Good sports mode, Anna.
No, that's written down. But also, I do know that as a member the softball team, I am very aware of how this works. When the 6'6" the 6'6" fanatic emerged from his usual hot dog ritual wearing a white chef's hat and apron. The longtime mascot, one of the most famous in North America thanks to his shenanigans, launches hot dogs towards fans from a cannon on the back of a small utility vehicle.
Yeah.
Miss McVeigh said she was unable to block the hot dog as it soared past her, as it soared towards her head because she has a shoulder injury and needs surgery.
Oh,
fuck's sake. But again, she's fine. She's taken it in a stride. She got a free hot dog. Do you want to stop complaining?
So they wrap the hot dogs in paper and then load the doctor?
Yeah, to make it into a terrible missile.
To make it into a missile. Yeah.
She told 6ABC News, the next thing I know, he shot it in our direction and bam! It hit me like a ton of bricks. My glasses flew off. She added, it just came out of nowhere. And I'll tell you what, it came hard. That's what she said. Afterwards, Miss McVeigh of Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, was taken to hospital for a CAT scan. Again, she's fine.
She's fine.
Though she did suffer a hematoma in one of her eyes.
Hematoma.
Is that a bit of a bummer?
Like a bleed,
yeah. Yeah, her eye is black. And her face was left swollen and bruised. Mm. But what a great story.
What a great story to tell people.
It's worth it, I think. She told local media that she understands the way she was injured is absurd and people might find it funny. Mm. But she says she doesn't mind if people have a laugh over a misfortune. This is why it's fine. Despite the incident, Miss McVeigh said she doesn't plan to sue the club and she will go back to the stadium to watch her favourite team. But she does have a warning for fellow fans.
Okay.
Just to be aware, because you never know. I understand a baseball, but not a hot dog coming towards me. The Phillies have apologised to Miss McVeigh and offered her free tickets for a future game. The man who dresses as the fanatic, a flightless bird, is said to feel terrible about the incident. The mascot's profile on the club's website lists his physical attributes as overweight, clumsy feet, extra long beak, extra long curled up tongue, gawking neck and slight case of body odour.
Oh.
So what I would say is that he's probably my favourite mascot. And
would you want a hot dog from that man?
100%, not bothered.
Anybody with body odour or...
I don't think he's got... I think they're joking. He doesn't actually stink, does he?
I don't know.
He's got a hell of a beak on him, is what I would say. Here he is with... the bush, I can't remember what it is. George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Oh, he's furry and green.
He's furry and green, and then also here he is on his hot dog launching vehicle.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So we'll definitely post photos of the wayward wieners.
Definitely.
That's my favourite story we've done in ages.
I love that.
I don't know why that cracks me up so much.
Still doesn't beat the artisan cabbage.
Oh, God, I remember how much you like that. She's a big fan of the artisan cabbage, this one. Happy to help.
Man told he's performing too much oral sex after mysterious red circle found in his mouth.
What? Is he gay or straight? So is it fellatio or is it...
I think it's fellatio.
Ah. Oh, because the red ring is the end of the penis.
Donk, donk.
Oh, stomp. Just constantly knocking his... What are they called? Tonsils.
Yeah. A red lesion which appeared in the roof of a man's mouth.
Mate, you've got to stop sucking cock. I won't tell you again.
Was caused by performing too much fellatio, which we now know is to do with a man.
Who is performing too much fellatio?
Very generous.
Very kind.
Dentist in Mexico stumbled across the mystery mark where the 47-year-old patient went for a routine checkup. Flummoxed by the mark, the dentist at the School of Dentistry proceeded to question the patient about its cause. The medic then agreed that the red skin, known as erythema, was likely to have been caused by the patient performing too much oral sex.
Perhaps between them, he said, "Oh, mate, you've got this like weird red lesion at the back of your throat.
Lesion.
Have you got any idea what that might be from?" Yeah, I love sucking dick.
What is amazing is that within a week it had gone down. So
because he just stopped sucking
for
dick.
One week. And that's it, but anyway.
Does it say he's a sex worker or anything?
Upon questioning, the man revealed he's sexually active with men and regularly performs oral sex.
Yeah, regularly.
With the last occasion taking place just 3 days before his visit. However, the mark was symptomless and the patient was completely unaware of its existence prior to his visit. It was just a checkup.
Okay.
But his medical professionals wrote about the case in a prestigious medical journal and warned
other... How embarrassing for him.
And warned other dentists to be on the lookout for marks. That's not fair because it doesn't cause you any problem. Doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
They just want
to
laugh.
I don't think you need to bring it up. I don't think just because he's had his throat battering rammed by a cock.
Yeah, this is a great picture they put with it.
Don't keep ruining bananas for me. I wish people would stop using stock image bananas.
It's a stock image of a man eating a banana.
Please.
It looks like it's clearly hitting the back of his throat.
Oh, God. Watch out for legions.
Legions?
Did I say legions?
Watch out for both.
Watch out for everything.
What writing in the BMJ, the dentist wrote, the contact of the palate with the penile glands may have caused a hematoma due to blunt trauma.
I've got hematoma in my story. That woman's hematoma.
I wonder what you're saying, because you're pointing towards your crotch.
I've got a hematoma in my crotch. Do you reckon she was really hit with a hot dog, or do you think it was a hot dog-style penis straight to the eye?
Maybe it's a penis in the eye.
She looks a sort.
They told the patient the lesion would dissipate on its own, and the mark significantly faded just a week later.
I mean, how much is he doing it?
I know.
And how hard?
All writing in the journal, Dr. Ooh. Mendez and colleagues added other causes of such lesions include playing a wind instrument.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, yeah, no, oh, I didn't mean
I'm
it was...
I'm a flautist.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean the penis thing. I'm in the orchestra. That's my
I'm
fault.
In the dick orchestra.
I play the bassoon. It probably wouldn't be the bassoon. I'm in the dick orchestra. What was that even involve?
It just made me laugh.
Well, I don't know what that would involve. Okay, last Blow story
it.
From me. Okay, yeah, I got it. Last story from me. He ate Cocoa Pops out of my dead pet tortoise's shell, but I still love him. She still loves him. It doesn't matter.
Can I say, because you said you were doing something about a tortoise, I didn't do another story that I found on the internet.
Wait, next week you can use it maybe. Don't spoil it.
No, because it's not even that good. But I just remember.
Right. Okay.
Basically, this tortoise was missing for like a month. And they found it like half a mile from its home, because that's how fast it can go. And that was it.
Oh God, I thought you were going to say something. Something else.
No.
I thought it was worse. I was really
Nothing
worried.
Nothing to do with the penis.
Nothing. No, I just was worried that it had been killed or something.
So someone ate Cocoa Pops
out of its shell. Yeah, I'll explain it all here.
Ugh. Disgusting.
A woman has forgiven her fella after he mistakenly ate his breakfast Cocoa Pops out of her dead tortoise's preserved shell.
Oh.
Hercules was eaten by rats in her parents' garage. Jesus Christ.
What?
During winter hibernation
Where
5 years ago.
Where did you get this story?
Shush, don't interrupt. Leaving Poppy Harrington crushed. Poppy, now 22, excuse moi, had been given the reptile by her mum and dad when she was just a baby. That's a weird present.
Had been given the erectile.
The reptile. Is it a reptile, though? A tortoise?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let me just have a glug of water. Too much penis. Got a lesion back then. So, yeah, she was given it as a baby, which seems like an odd choice. Just give her a rattle, surely, or something. And she was devoted to her hard-shell pal all her life. So when Hercules met his maker, Poppy had his shell polished and preserved and kept the memento in her kitchen.
Mm.
Seems like a sensible place to keep a scooped-out tortoise shell.
A scooped out.
But Hercules... No, what's it say? But Hercules' revered memory. Revered.
Revered.
What's that mean?
Like, held up high.
Oh. Great, someone's...
More water for your cock injury.
I've really... Right, someone's literally throwing... What are those things called that kids got?
Poppers.
Poppers. No. I think someone's beating
Bangers.
A rug like it's the Victorian times outside. Right, we're not recording here again. So when Hercules met his... I've done that. But Hercules' revered memory was tarnished when Poppy came into the kitchen last week and found boyfriend Lee Spender, 25, scoffing breakfast cereal out of the dead tortoise's shell. Primary school teacher Poppy said, "I screamed at the cunt. What the fuck are you doing?"
I screamed at the cunt.
Primary school teacher, remember? What the fuck are you doing? That's Hercules. Mm. Poor Lee wondered what was on earth was going on. He had no idea the bowl, inverted commas, he was using was my Hercules shell. I screamed at him for what seemed like ages, but he just kept apologising.
Yeah.
But he was in the doghouse for a couple of days. I made him sleep in the spare room, just so he knew he'd done wrong. In the end, I forgave him, though, as I love the daft twat.
Oh, my God.
Lee told somebody, I had no idea it was her dead tortoise's shell. I was a bit hungover and bleary when I went down for me brekkie, and I couldn't find any clean bowls. I seriously just thought it was a bowl. Poppy washed out the shell with Svarfiga.
Oh, what's that?
I think it's an old... in the old days, they used to clean stuff with it. Please do let us know if you're an old person and you know what that is. Poppy washed out the shell with that stuff and has now mounted it on a piece of mahogany to prevent any more mishaps.
Any more Cocoa Pops.
Smart. Cocoa Pops was recently slammed by anti-food campaigners, and the Scottish government is set to ban the treat from school breakfasts.
That seems unreasonable. Cocoa Pops are delicious.
Also seems quite irrelevant.
Completely irrelevant. Why couldn't they get a comment like they did from Toffee Crisp? Not that those two stories are both similar in any way, so that's fine.
This is your worst nightmare.
Great, that's just great.
Drunk woman gets her leg stuck in a squat toilet and has to be rescued after falling down.
I just don't know why there are still squat toilets. There was a squat toilet.
It's in China. They have them quite a lot in China.
They had one in Bologna when I went to Italy.
Did they?
A few months ago in a pub.
Oh.
In a pub. Why?
People must have made such a mess there.
It's
in a
fucking pile of garbage in there. Anyway, it was actually my favourite pub.
So basically a hole in the toilet, hole in the ground.
It's just terrible. It's just not a good way to be.
A woman fell and got her foot stuck inside a squat toilet in South China after having a bit too much to drink.
Oh.
Family members had to call emergency service on Tuesday morning after trying to free the woman with little success.
Oh,
imagine how much shit she got on her foot.
So much shit.
Yulin City firefighters had to destroy the porcelain toilet to free her.
Did she have any shoes on?
No.
Flip-flops?
No. Luckily, the woman was rescued and only suffered minor injuries.
An
apart from apart from injuries to her psyche. Look how much poo is on her leg.
Oh, we have a look closer.
That's like porcelain.
I'm going to throw up.
That is officially me done. Oh, fucking hell, that's rough, really.
Video footage of the bizarre accident in Guangxi province shows the woman being trapped in a cubicle after falling and getting her right leg wedged in the squat toilet. Her family members alerted emergency services at 3:38 a.m. and firefighters arrived on the scene. She was seen weeping desperately.
That's how I'd be so... I wouldn't be, like, screaming or yelling.
So disgusting.
I think I'd just be so weak and confused that I would honestly just be
there's
weeping.
There's so many pictures. It's right... She's up to the knee, guys. She also appeared quite drunk.
She's fine.
Mm.
Yeah, well, 3:38.
Yeah.
How long has she been trapped there? Because I assume she...
Like,
she must have been drinking till late.
Yeah.
She's shit.
She's shit faced and shit kneed.
Firefighters were able to remove the remaining pieces and she was taken to hospital with minor injuries. Stop crying, another woman, presumably one of her family members, was heard saying in the video.
Well, how about you get stuck down the toilet and then we'll see how you deal with it, shall we?
Oh, so much poo on her foot and they keep zooming in on it.
Come on, no zooming.
The fire department added people should not take their personal safety lightly. Squat toilets seem to pose a safety hazard in China.
Yeah,
getting
get rid
a body part stuck in the toilet is apparently common.
Just get rid of them.
A man in Southeast China, had his whole arm stuck in a squat toilet when
how?
He tried to receive his phone.
Oh, I feel like I've heard people trying to get their phone out. If I drop my toilet down a festival toilet...
No.
If I drop my phone down a festival toilet,
yeah,
that's it for me.
That's it.
That I'm just happy to not have a telephone.
Ever again.
Fine.
Firefighters had to use washing up liquid to reduce the friction while breaking the toilet free to remove the man's arm. In April, a woman got her foot stuck inside a squat toilet.
What?
A public toilet.
No, guys.
Because then you don't... It's not even your family's shit. It's other people's shit you've never met.
I'd be embarrassed to be one of her family members as well because... Everyone can see what type of poops you do because it's all up her leg.
Oh, God.
I mean, what kind of world are we living in?
Terrible world.
Where people
absolutely
have got
terrible
grandma's
world.
Poop up their leg. It's just a real shame.
Yeah.
You're right, that is my worst nightmare and I could live without ever seeing those photos again. And I certainly won't be watching the video. Is all I would
say. We might put the photos on social network. Maybe I'll have to do that one.
Why don't you blur it out? Just put an emoji over it or something.
What, after a whole leg? No, people want to see the pooey leg.
Oh, I don't.
I know it.
Okay, yeah, so if you would like to see this photo or not, I don't
pooey
know,
leg.
It's up to you. You can go, if you want to find us on social media, it's at IRL_UK_podcast for Twitter and Instagram. If you search for us on Facebook, it's IRL UK podcast. Yeah, so we'll put some funny pictures there. We'll put anything that we've been talking about on there. What else do we do? Oh, get in touch with us there. We love to hear from you. If you've ever got any stories, we love to hear the, from you about that. What else is there? If you just want to say hi.
Yeah, just say hi.
We love it when you say hi. If you've got any funny pictures of you being like mad.
Give us money.
If you want to give us money. Rihanna, I think we're starting to sound a bit desperate. but that's fine. Yeah, so there you have it. There's our social medias and there's a nice episode for you. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for stopping by, and I guess we'll speak to you next week.
Say bye.
See ya!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.